Coming up for 4 years since the riots rocked Britain. In one city after another, mobs took to the streets, looted shops, attacked the police. There were many injuries and an enormous amount of destruction. Five people died altogether. One of them, a young man called Harun Jahan, who was killed here in the West Midlands. In the hours following his death, his father, Tariq, appealed for calm.
I lost my son. Blacks, Asians, whites, we all live in the same community. Why do we have to kill one another? What started these riots? And what's escalated? Why are we doing this? I lost my son. Step forward if you want to lose your sons. Otherwise, calm down and go home.
Well, Tariq Jahan is with me in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
And I think a huge number of people were impressed by the way you reacted to that terrible tragedy, your dignity and your appeal for calm. And that sort of work, didn't it? But before we talk about that, why did it happen in the first place? Was it just random groups of young looters trying to break into shops and things, or was there more to it than that?
I'm not quite sure. With hindsight now, I think that, you know, at the time, we had the shooting in Tottenham of Mark Dugan. The riots started, they escalated, they spread up and down the country. I think it was people just taking an advantage of the situation, thinking to themselves, young people who were disenfranchised with the system, that was their way of letting off steam. And there was absolute anarchy, in my opinion.
And some people said many young people were feeling socially excluded and all that sort of thing. Has that changed? Has there been an improvement?
Well, in my city, Birmingham, I feel that, you know, it's a fantastic amount of cohesion. Mm. Everywhere I go, the community gets on great. You don't see that even though there's a recession in the country and a lot of people are unemployed in Birmingham, everyone has their individual problems, but as a society, we seem to work fantastic. I mean, Birmingham gets on great.
And that's notwithstanding the riots, or in part because of the riots, because people got a bit scared when they saw what could happen and came together.
That's right. A lot of people had that. There was the impression of race riots at the time of the incident because of my son's been run over. But right now I work with community, all communities, and also the faith leaders, and I don't see that anymore. I don't see that segregated society. Now I see a lot of people working together in all sorts of...
Why then? What happened? I mean, obviously you did a lot of work yourself, but...
I think it's reality hit home. People realise, you know, we're all human beings. The riots were an escape for the younger generation to vent their steam, but in reality, when they woke up and realised it doesn't work that way, something needs to be done.
And what was done?
I think a lot of healing, self-healing within the community. Everyone came out, everyone felt that, you know, this was not right. And it brought everybody together.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
You know, sometimes you hear the politicians speak about we have a sick society and we need to rebuild this country and so on. I don't think we've got a sick country. I think we've got a very strong country. It's just, you know, you have your moments. You have your good moments and your bad moments, and that was one bad moment at a time.
But you talk as a man who lost his son.
You know, I put that down to my faith. I believe in the Almighty, and, you know, whether it was a car crash, whether it was a shooting, whether it was an aeroplane explosion, an earthquake, whatever you want to call it, I believe when your time's up and the Lord calls you, these are just excuses in the materialistic world that we live in. You know, people believe in what they want to believe in, but I believe in the Almighty, and for me, the comfort of knowing that the three boys were out that night trying to do good rather than bad, help their community, help their fellow human being, and pay the ultimate sacrifice. And for me, even greater is the fact that it was, you know, the month, a holy month, the month of Ramadan at the time. It gave us a lot of comfort.
And you are now optimistic?
I am, as to seeking justice. You know, I may have my faith in the Lord, but in worldly affairs, it's been now 3.5 years, and I'm still fighting and trying to get some sort of justice.
Of course, nobody has been arrested or convicted.
That's right. Yeah, we went through the trial. They were found not guilty. We had an independent complaints commission, the police IPCC looked into the complaint, came back with gross misconduct and negligence by West Midlands Police. I want some sort of accountability. I need to know, I need to have some sort of answers as regards to why this case fell apart.
Tariq Johan, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you.